We just talked about tattoos and how so many people have them. Well, we welcome now into the studio our old friend. He's our official show psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he has authored over 6,000 books. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Yes,
right there.
Yeah, there you go.
You've done this many times.
Not that close.
Don't put it in your mouth. How are you?
I'm doing well, Greg. Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome.
You're so kind to me, and I love you too, George.
Oh, thank you. He brought us coffee. Gosh.
Live me morning coffee.
Not that good.
Live something black in my throat in the morning. Wake me up.
Yep.
Well, you know.
I noticed you guys talking about tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were talking about tattoos recently.
We were talking about tattoos, in fact, like 10 minutes ago, and that's why we wanted to bring you by, because we understand you have some thoughts
bring
on
me
this.
What?
Bring you into the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the psychology of getting a tattoo,
what?
I think, is very interesting. The psychology of getting a tattoo.
I got it that time. Psychology.
Is very interesting. The marking of one's body in a permanent fashion. It's a bold statement saying, this is who I am, deal with it, world. And, you know, many of us have felt like the body we were born in isn't right.
The one we were born
the
in?
The body we were born in mm-hmm. isn't right. Mm-hmm. And we need to improve upon it with colorful decorations and exciting pupuse piercings. And, and, you know, some may be surprised to find out that I'm not opposed to tattoos. You know, a lot of psychologists are against it because it is a permanent marking for a temporary state.
Interesting.
Oh, I never heard
yes.
it put that way.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
Okay.
But I am not opposed to it. As a matter of fact, I have tattoos.
You do?
I do.
You must be hiding them.
Yeah, I would not
well,
have guessed.
You're under clothing, yes, of course.
Yeah. Wouldn't have guessed.
Of course, I have to appear very conservative in my practice.
Right.
And I have an ankle tattoo.
You do?
Here, little butterfly.
Well, look at that.
Isn't
sure
that
enough.
Cute?
Monarch.
It's so cute, little monarch butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a hip tattoo I won't show you, but it's from my my favorite character from Wizard of Oz.
I never saw The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy. Mm. I have Dorothy on my
That's
hip.
That's your favorite character.
Yes. Oh, I love that movie, George. She wee wee the wind wee and the dreams that you dreamed of once in a lily bean.
God,
that's beautiful.
You know that movie?
Yes,
we know that movie. We know that song.
Yes, we know that.
Yes, so I have one of Dorothy there. And then, of course, I have a lower back tattoo.
A tramp stamp?
Well, first of all, sir, I hate the term tramp stamp.
Sorry.
And that's why I call it a lower back tattoo.
You have a lower back tattoo.
Yes, and it honors my grandfather. He was a small business owner, a general mercantile store. He ran one, and he worked around the clock. And so, you know, he worked so much that I hardly ever had a chance to see him. So my parents would let me go and visit him. And and so one of the things I remember the most was the sign he had in the window when I would go and visit him. And he would give me a piece of hard candy. And so I got a tattoo of the sign because it reminds me of my grandfather.
Hmm. That sounds very sweet. What is it?
What is the sign?
It reminds me of growing up in a simpler time.
Mm-hmm. And what is the sign?
Open for business.
That's maybe not the best for
in a lot of general
for a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
That's probably
what's wrong with it?
Well, that's a very touching
tribute
to your
story,
grandfather.
But yes.
Thank you, George.
Yes, that's the spirit.
But I've also...
What's, you all right?
Stupid.
I've also read a book that I've written here with one of your...
I just find it odd that a bright man like you couldn't put two and two together. That's what I find odd.
It's written by a member of the ticket staff.
Oh.
It's called My Tattoo Regret by Jeff Catlin.
Yes. Hey, that's our program director.
Yes, and then this one, George, I brought this to you in case you're contemplating a tattoo. It's A Conservative Approach to Tattoos by Monte Ellis and Amari Stoudemire.
That's a conservative.
Yes, forward by Charlotte Jones and Chili Davis, the two CHs, as we like to call them.
Yeah.
And then I have one called Tattooing Women Against Their Will by Greg Hardy. I don't think that's going to be a very popular seller.
No,
no.
Cowboys
Why would
are going
to work with him
try
on
to
a book.
Put the kibosh on
I'm
that.
Going to step publishing that one immediately.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well, it's always great to see you, Dr. Maxwell. I do.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Man, he got high pitch.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I hope everything's going well in your personal life. And
don't get personal with
just
it.
Just wonderful. Swimmingly.
There is one thing that I've always wondered, if I may ask, if that's okay.
No, that's okay. I'm just going to hurry up and go ahead and get out of
here. Dr. Maxwell, are you straight?
Yes. Thank you for asking, Craig. Thank you. I appreciate the question.
Sure.
And I will answer in an email to you because it is a longer answer than you're probably...
We're going to get very personal.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I look forward to the email.
Okay. Thank you, Craig.
All right, we'll see you. There's Dr. Carlton Maxwell with us.
I didn't make him mad.
No, you didn't. That's good. He left much happier than he normally does.